And we are live. We definitely gotta change the music.
Yeah, time to change the music.
We love it. We
it's
do love
music,
it.
Great music, but...
We like what it brings up. Know that you are loved. But, you know, time to change things up. There's a lot of changes going on in the world, and we are all barely catching up to it in a way. And some of us are the change makers, and some of us are just struggling to cope with the change. Question is, where do you believe you stand? I firmly believe that I am a pioneer, and so are you, Sam, and all of you listening, I'm sure you are. We are change makers. We are forging new grounds. We are the light workers, practitioners of light, shamans, healers, wizards, magicians, coaches, guides, and all good doers from the heart, following our intuition, following our instincts, following our hearts, getting trouble, getting messy, breaking the rules, breaking a lot of different things, breaking our own identity, our personality, definitely our multiple egos, breaking and breaking and coming through to presence.
I think we create our own rules as opposed to breaking the rules. We just believe that you know, we don't have to listen to the rules that other people create because those were their rules, not our rules.
Well, I promise you that when you create rules that make a difference, you're definitely breaking someone else's rules these days.
Yeah.
Any way you cut it, it's true. Let's face it. This is about a support system for the misfits, for the rebels, for all of us who are literally just doing whatever we have to do to continue evolving. It's important. We know. Those of us that are the change makers, those of us that are forging new grounds, that are creating new stories and new realities, we must, and we do, break our own stories first. We must come to a place of wholeness. And for that, to experience our own sense of wholeness, at first, we really do break away from so many of our society's expectations and our previous organized religions, dogma or whatnot, anything that limits our imagination, anything that keeps giving us the same results, anything that keeps providing us with the same no real support system, we must continue to have the courage to trust, the courage to let go, and the courage to ultimately try out new things. I mean, when I say new things, we're not just talking about a different kind of pizza. I'm talking about literally going for experiences that are, for now, not common. They're not normal. Why do you think there is so much suffering? There's so much hurt? It's all coming from the patterns that we have all been so under for such a long time because of fear. So much of our current rules, regulations, laws, practices, they come out of fear. They come out of lack. And we know that. We know that deep inside. So we don't have to be rebels and destroy anything, but we must be able to destroy our own expectations, our own personalities. And let me tell you, something that I didn't think I would have to do, but has been done for me in my own journey of awakening, in my own journey of expressing myself fully, is destroying your reputation.
Ooh.
You'll learn a lot.
Oh.
You'll learn a lot by watching your reputation get destroyed. You'll learn a lot by realizing that you are worried about your reputation. Mm-hmm. You'll learn a lot that when you realize that really people's reputation is their biggest and most common asset.
Yeah.
People do whatever it takes to protect their reputation. And I get it. I get it. Even when we talk about, I don't care what people think about me, I don't care what other people say, the truth is, most of us, for such a long time, we still maintain a level of reputation. That's why I believe you even jumped in when you said, you know, it's not about breaking the rules, it's about creating new rules. The truth is, deep inside, we are afraid. We are afraid of being the outsiders, getting excommunicated, doing the wrong thing, pushing the wrong button, triggering someone somewhere, pissing someone off big, bad enough that you are no longer safe. Mm-hmm. And that's been keeping us in the trenches of our own misery. That's been keeping us slaves to our own reputation.
Yeah.
And as someone who has really tried to do my own thing for such a long time, and I've been really, really, really committed to expressing myself fully, even at, oh, especially at crossroads that would deem potentially dangerous, I still check in with myself in these moments and go, where am I going to learn more about myself? Where can I really trust my heart? Where can I follow my own intuition and instincts and be so clear about my own desire to expand as a human being, my own desire to become examples of possibilities? Someone asked me recently, very, very recently, about some of the decisions I've been making, and they asked me the following question: if you knew for a fact that you have a 90% chance of getting ran over on a busy highway, would you cross onto it? Would you walk into that highway if you knew that there is 90% chance of getting ran over? And my answer was yes. Yes, because I believe I can fly. Mm. And not only that, I believe I'm here to teach flying. That is what we are doing, us practitioners of light, light workers, healers, shamans, wizards, coaches. Learning how to fly, learning how to create your own reality is flying. It's navigating consciousness. It's creating meaning, telling stories from the heart that provide new possibilities, new options, new stories. And that does take flying. And it does begin and end inside. Like you said in your latest newsletter, Mr. Leibowitz.
Oh, you actually read that, huh?
A couple of minutes ago.
Oh.
Standing up is an inside job. Standing up for yourself is an inside job. And for those of you who are considering or playing with or have been practicing this dream, the freedom to serve, the freedom to be yourself fully and make a living, contribute by sharing your presence, providing your gifts, giving your advice, giving your love, your counsel, becoming a rabbi, coach, priest, shaman, anyone that values their presence as their own gifts, and anyone that is truly committed to improving the world by sharing from your own personal experiences and lessons. And there is a huge vacancy right now in wizardry and magicians and shamans and spiritual teachers. And I'm not talking about the blueprint systemized coach or anything that has been taught before, but I'm talking about 21st century wizards, 21st century shamans, 21st century's powerful manifestors and teachers that teach using the tools and experiences and system of today. The situation that's happening right now in the world is so unique. There is no way that you can rely on wisdom and information that was only explored and experienced at a time where we literally were not connected, not through technology, not through travel. So much of those teachings and wisdoms, even though they hold the truth, they do, they all hold the truth, but the experiential component of it, the rituals, that's why it seems like dogma now. Because these rituals just do not apply to today. And we need to stop being afraid of dropping our rituals. We're not dropping anything. We are learning the wisdom that they ultimately teach us and cultivate new rituals, new communities, new spaces, new dynamic experiences which cause us to learn, expand, get to wholeness, experience life in a sacred way, cultivating that deep reverence to life. And that is a must for us, for those of us who are practitioners of light, who are wizards, shamans, everyday healers, conscious consultants. Yes, we are talking to you. This is why we broadcast here. This is why we have this podcast. We are here to support you, to remind you. We're here to share some reminders along the way, tips and just good company saying, we got you, we understand you, we are doing this together with you. I have been a coach of sorts, a spiritual teacher of sorts, and I say of sorts because I am creating my own version. I refuse to wait for the right name, the right certification, the right title. I refuse to believe that there is anything before me that I must know in order for me to do my job. I know for a fact that my own courage, my own willingness to trust, to gather experiences, that is all the credibility and authority I need. My intention, your desires, your heart alone is all of the power you'll ever need to do the job that you're here to do. And you know that. So it really is time to tune out all the noise. Get out of the gossip corners. Get out of your own head just for an hour, 2 hours a day. And tune into yourself. Tune into the person, to the spirit, to the soul, to the watcher, to the observer, to the witness, to the storyteller in you that's dying, literally, to come out. Dying to express yourself fully. And yes, you will face a lot of resistance from yourself, from your society, from your previous religions, from your own moral compass, from your own system of right or wrong, from your own desire to be righteous, to be right, to be good. That so many years just scared the shit out of you. God forbid, life forbid, would you make a mistake? God forbid, are you going to ruin your reputation, and then what? You'll be left hung out to dry. People will lynch you. You'll be excommunicated from the community. You would be no longer worthy of serving the community because why? Because you're taking risks? Because you are not afraid to shake things up? Because you're so true to yourself that you refuse to believe and to be ingrained with anything that is not yours truly, that doesn't come from your experience. Imagine a life, and that's how I feel these days, that there's only one thing I can trust, only one thing, and that's my own experience. And I will not stop at anything. For as long as I can breathe, for as long that I have the courage, the spirit, the willingness to continue being here on this earth as a father, as a partner, as a teacher, as a dynamic human being that is always learning, and my mission, vision, and so is yours, I know it. I am speaking to you as you, is to share through your presence. It's to share through your experiences, expressions. That is why we learn how to talk, communicate. That is why we developed all of these platforms and all of this technology. So one day, people like you and me won't have to worry about marketing, won't have to worry about other people spreading our words. We don't have to worry about anything. Everything we need, we have right now. What we need is to support each other, to speak up sooner, to set up structures, to share our goods, to share our gifts.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
Are you concerned about epilepsy, autism, or diabetes? Are you interested in alternative treatments, the impact of health, or new therapies? Then tune into my show, Frank About Health. I'm Frank Harrison, the host. Tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc, where you learn more about these illnesses, treatments, the social impacts, and create a dialogue with each other. That's Frank About Health, Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Know you are loved. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dreams till your soul is released. Know you are loved.
Sam, let me ask you a question. What was your first, when did you start having visions, fantasies, daydreams, the thought of being a teacher, a conscious consultant, someone who is doing the thing that everybody that's listening to this show really wants to do?
Well, I can remember the moment because it wasn't a gradual thing. It was a light bulb moment.
Of course.
And, years ago I was taking a lot of these healing workshops and seminars, really.
How many years ago?
Probably now between 8 and 10 years ago.
Okay, so 10 years. Yeah. You have been taking workshops, you've been going to seminars, right. And then what? Did you know then?
No, but then what happened was there was this one seminar where I was learning this one technique.
How long ago?
About 8 years ago.
8 years ago. So yeah. 8 years ago, you're learning a new technique.
A new technique. And
for what? Remember the technique?
Yeah. It's called the Yuen Method. It's a form of instant energetic healing. I still do it today. I just call it something else because I do it a little differently. And the second day of the workshop, as most of these workshops, they teach you the technique, they explain the method to you, and then they pair you up and you do it. So the second day, they called for volunteers to come up and demonstrate it in front of the room.
So you went up.
So I went up, and this woman raised her hand, wasn't feeling well, and her throat was all congested and stuff. And I do the technique on her for like 5 minutes in front of the class, and she turns to me with these big eyes and like, oh my God, I can breathe.
So 8 years ago.
And
Hold on. I can feel it. Hold on. 8 years ago.
Yeah.
8 years ago, you learned a technique to which right now you're calling it something else.
I call it neutrality healing. Point theory. Yeah.
So it's basically where you use your will, your energy, your thoughts, your existence to instantly heal someone.
Right.
So you came to the seminar not knowing if you actually had those kind of powers.
Right.
But it interested you. And then 24 hours into it or whatever it was, on stage, you actually got to experience you affecting that change, causing instant healing in another human being.
Right.
And you had that light bulb moment.
Right. And so this woman said, like, she basically hadn't been able to breathe like that since she was 6 years old in South Africa because she'd been suffered from chronic bronchitis her whole life. And all of a sudden, her lungs were clear. And all of a sudden, I was like, the light bulb moment was, I can use this to help other people.
Right.
Like, as opposed to me just going through this and learning this for my own healing.
Oh, so first, you were just thinking about applying it to yourself.
Right.
And then you had the realization of, oh my God, this is why I'm here.
Yeah, it was like, wow, I can actually use this to help people.
Okay, so you had the experience, you knew that it works, and you had the moment going, I could do this.
Yeah.
I need to format my life around something like this.
Right.
I can do this. So now it's been 8 years later.
Right.
And where are you stuck? Like everyone else. What's going on? Why are you not doing this all day, every day? what can we teach
people?
Yeah.
No, totally. Because I started doing it and building a practice. Then we started the wellness center and the radio station. And what did I do? I put my own personal brand of the conscious consultant kind of in third place. And everything I was doing was about promoting the wellness center, the practitioners there, the radio station. And even though I had my own show, and even though I still see clients in the wellness center, I made it secondary. And because I really wanted to build up those businesses. And so now it's like I'm just starting to actually. I have a call on Thursday with a marketing person who spoke at the Holistic Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to go over
my conscious consultant. So what you're saying is the world wasn't ready for you yet.
Or I wasn't ready for the world to be ready for me.
Either way, yeah. That's the Aries attitude. And no, because so I don't know what was my light bulb moment. I do remember at 17, 18, going around chat rooms, right? AOL chat rooms with the nickname Silent Advice, giving advice, and all I wanted to do is start charging for it. I knew I was really good. Yeah, for real. I don't know.
The thing is, if back then you had started charging for it, you would have been the first e-commerce site online.
Well, you know, it would have, could have, should have. Yeah. But I believe that it's all been training.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I'm talking, we are 18 years later, and I am finally, just like you, right now, finally, I'm excited about having, I'm just excited about having a practice where I am the medicine.
Right.
Where I use my will, my desire, my experiences, who I am, my daydreams, my fantasies, and really teaching people how to create magic in their life. Really teaching people how to manifest, how to actually do what it is that they're always wanting to do.
And the thing that I've seen in my own work, because even though I'm not necessarily doing it 24/7, I have still been doing it over the years. In the last 2 years since I started doing this work with you, that I see now when I do the work, it comes from a much different place, and that I'm able to really see people more clearly because I see myself more clearly, so that then when I help people, I feel it's on a deeper level.
And that's why this show, right now, we're talking to people who are either doing it, want to expand their business, want to take it to the next level, or people who haven't been doing it, but they feel like they have been waiting or getting ready. The number one thing, which you are saying is true, the number one thing to grow your business is to have real connections with people.
Right.
And the only way to have real connections with people, you have to know yourself.
Right.
So then you're connecting from your true essence and not some persona or personality that you took on.
Right.
Because that's what you would think. Most people, we do. We take on personalities.
Yeah,
we take on personas.
Yeah.
When you really know yourself, when you radiate that sense of wholeness, that confidence, that place that people are inspired by you.
And feel and that sense of being safe. That's the biggest thing people
exactly.
say.
Yes. And the only way that they feel safe is somehow you feel safe with yourself.
Right.
And most people don't.
Right.
Most people put on a good show.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how much money they have or how little they have or how much opportunity they have. There is a sense of safety that people walk around
right.
with.
Right.
That's why some people, when they walk into the room, you feel like they light up. You feel like you're inspired. It's with their energy system, their sense
yes.
of here-ness, their sense
yes.
of presence, their sense of confidence when it's unselfish and not leaky and not...
Not needy.
Not, you know, they're not faking it. You want to be around them. You want to learn from them. And that's the kind of work that you must do. And we have all been doing. Otherwise, people wouldn't listen to the show.
Right.
So saying all of the work that we have done really prepared us. And it doesn't matter how, you know, you're talking about 8 years. I'm talking about 18 years. Kind of funny, right?
Yeah.
And I really thought that would have, could have, should have been doing this all along. It doesn't matter. And
but
I know.
But you have been doing it all along. See, this is the thing. I understand it kind of feels like it's preparation up until this time, but it's not because we were doing in the process.
I get it. But there's another place. We both know there's another place where there was a vision. There was a vision back then. There was like a light bulb, a flash. Of course we've been doing it all along, but let's admit that the place in which we actually want to serve and have a vision for is much larger. And I don't mean in like the egoic sense of big or small,
right.
but the effect, the change,
right.
the influence
right.
that we want to have in the world. We knew where we're going.
Right.
And I'm not saying that we could have, should have, would have done it sooner. But everyone that's listening and anyone that's been working on their own practice, and there's something about having a practice that's always there, and you know, if you live in an urban city or you stick to something long enough, you will continue to attract people. And most small businesses or most practitioners, they get good at something, and you know, basically they have a business, and sometimes it's bigger, sometimes it's smaller, but it's usually far off from the original vision, the original dream.
Yeah,
people have a lot bigger dreams, but we get comfortable because growing and changing does mean to take risks.
Right.
And that's
right.
back to the how I opened the show.
Right.
Taking real risk to discover who you are.
But it's also, I mean, something that just got an idea that got reinforced to me, you know, not that long ago, was the fact that our amygdala, that part of our reptilian brain, it's called, is specifically designed to keep us from changing. That to the amygdala, which is that instinctual reactionary part of our brain, like change is death. It does everything it can to keep us from changing. So it really takes a concerted effort to allow ourselves to change and to allow others to change. Because even when we see change in other people, even if it's not ourselves, it's scary to us.
So change is the name of the what's happening game right now out there.
Yeah.
So in order for us to facilitate and support people in their change, we must be very, very comfortable. Well, we don't have to be comfortable, but we have to embrace it in a way. There is a place where we know that if you're being called to move, if you're getting deported out of the country, or you're fired from your job, or, for example, I am a lot busier now with traveling to other locations, in places where other community leaders support the local community.
Right.
And there's opportunities that's happening that if I would have kept being as busy as I was 2 years ago, I wouldn't be able to travel now.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't be able to support other leaders.
Right.
So what seemed at the moment like, oh my God, I'm going through contractions. I'm losing a lot of business. I'm experiencing the downtime. Oh my God, it's my behaviors. I can point it to this mistake and this and my reputation. But actually taking a step back and seeing what's happening and realizing that life is always sending us where we are needed the most.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, for you listening, if you're going through a lot of changes, just repeat to yourself, I'm being called somewhere else.
Right.
I am being sent to another place. I'm being sent to where right now I'm going to learn something new through new experiences and help and shape the reality and meaning making of wherever I'm going. You don't know the bigger picture. Just like you didn't know that you're going to be here in the first place.
Right.
And you didn't know exactly where we come from. And as much as we understand God and spirituality and all that, we don't. We have no idea, because it lacks the capacity to be separated into ideas. It's bigger than us. There's evolution that's happening that's so much greater than who we are, that just becoming that player in the big game of life, becoming the character in your own movie. And yes, of course, you can direct with your will and your desire, but at the same time, there is a will and desire that's coming through you. It's really allowing those desires, allowing those willpowers, those energies to flow through you.
Right.
And when you take the time and you pay attention to your daydreams, that's why I asked you that question.
Yeah.
What was that light bulb? What's been your light bulb, that aha moment, that epiphany? How long ago and how far have you gone from that dream? Not like you went too far, because sometimes we feel like we're losing it, we're losing time. No, just seeing how many experiences and how many waves of doubts, of insecurities, of life lessons that we have to go through, just for you to listen to these words right now, just for you to go, whoa, who have I become and what am I here to teach?
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
Are you looking for a show where people talk about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Well, then you have come to the right place, because the Rob and Callie Show is doing just that. For the last 10 years, Rob and I have been having our own version of Sunday morning therapy sessions on the phone, and now we're bringing it to the radio.
So tune in and call in live Wednesdays 8 to 8:30 on talkradio.nyc.
And that's Eastern Standard Time, so join us.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
child. Go out, spread light to the world. Be strong, be kind, be brave. Know your mind, know that you're divine. Know that it's alright to be afraid.
If you are a coach, therapist, shaman, healer, wizard, either in training or you have a practice and you want to grow, this show, this podcast is for you. So keep tuning in, because we're here to remind you that the real way of doing this work, the real way of becoming the person, the vessel, the channel, the light worker, the practitioner of love that you are, you knew that it's not about a system or how to. You knew that it's right. All about your self-discovery, all about you coming to wholeness, your own self-care, your own, can I say wholeness more times to make that clear? I mean, really a sense of being here, feeling nourished, experiencing all of the elements of life, navigating your own consciousness, experiencing and expressing yourself fully and unabashedly. So we kind of talked about a few moments, like those aha moments, those epiphanies, and at the same time we are sharing just like this no-step guide, the different things we learned along the way in our 30 years of just getting to this point, or how many years and generations it took you, your lineage specifically, to finally get out of the spiritual teacher closet and say, hey, I'm here to teach, I'm here to share, my life is my message, who I am is the gift. And I'm tired of saying, it's not my ego, it's not this, and blah, blah, blah. Not that I want to do what you do. Not that I'm trying to compete with you. Not that I want your territory. Not that I want your clients. You know, something really weird. I don't really watch Boardwalk Empire, like, but I know that I understand the context. I sometimes feel like I am in some consciousness empire. Like I'm playing in some role of consciousness empire, because all of a sudden there are turf wars and people fighting over clients and people thinking that they know what the other does and judging them from afar and having camps and sides. What the hell is going on, people? I mean, I'll take full responsibility for the poison, for the hate, for the vengefulness that I get in my own heart at times. But we should never be in that for longer than a couple of minutes. We should always, always feel it fully and realize there is a part of us that we are downing. There is a part of us that we are not connecting to. There is no such thing as too good to be true. It's so good, it must be true. And that knows, that takes you following your heart. That takes, like we said, the willingness to destroy your reputation. Find out who you are, not because you are living in a right or wrong system or caring about what other people think, but really find out what you are made of, what's important to you, what feels good to you, what's possible for you. How do you truly create your reality? How do you know what you really believe? How do you know who you are if you don't follow your own heart? And only you know how to do it. And yes, it does mean taking courageous action, not from fear. Look at your decisions. Look at your actions. Most of the actions we make is because we do not want something. But to go for something, to go for our dreams, to go for our fantasies, to give ourselves permission, to go for our fantasies, which it's a good plug-in for next week's show. I'm going to have Carrie, my beautiful, dynamic life partner, on this show, and we're going to discuss what it's like to feel and to have the permission to explore our fantasies, our feelings, our bodies, our heart. What does it mean to live under guilt and shame? And what is the experience like when that is out of the equation? And we'll come back to that next week. But hey, if you're not exploring and experiencing fuller facets, deeper and more profound aspects of yourself, then, you know, you're probably not listening to this podcast anymore, to tell you the truth, because this is very, very confronting.
Yeah.
This stuff is very, very, very real. We really are we really are the edge of society. Do you get that? We are literally the edge. We are at the frontier because we are willing. We are willing to tune into the inside and trust only our experiences. We are willing to break completely so we can build ourselves together on our own. So we can stand up, like you said in your newsletter today, Sam, standing up for yourself is an inside job.
Yeah. It reminds me of the title to this book about actually space exploration that was written. It was a seminal book written by Gerard O'Neill called The High Frontier. And in some ways, I kind of feel like we're really on the high frontier of consciousness.
Well, because we smoke a lot of weed?
No, because, again, it's like we're seeing things from the mountaintop. It's where
it's a zoomed out perspective,
right?
Yes,
right. It's you know, but we've made the effort of climbing over the boulders to get there.
Maybe, or we just somehow are able to have a zoomed out perspective, and we need to respect that.
Yeah.
Like how many things I'm just baffled by the type of shit I get from other people for such a long time. I mean, I get it in the in the beginning,
right?
But even Carrie, my partner, the other day asked me about certain gossips and rumors and truths and, you know, twisty, shadowy stuff that nobody wants to talk about. And she asked me about some of my reputation issues. Right. And she said, let me ask you a question. Is anyone's life devastated because of your actions? I said, I don't know. I believe not, actually. I believe that ultimately we have all been very present and communicative, those of us who have the communication, and our lives is better through all of this. But devastated? No. She's like, well, unless if somebody's life is devastated because of something you did or experience you had, okay, let's go and try to support them and find them and see what's going on. But otherwise, we're not a kindergarten.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Why? And again, these stories need to happen so I can talk about them.
Right.
I go into experiences knowing that one day, when I take risks, I don't think I'm never going to talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
When I do things that I know for a fact is going against the grain, there isn't a part of me that hopes that I'll never have to face up to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, of course I know that my inside is my outside. Of course I know that everything I'm doing is ultimately transparent, even in a non-transparent system, because my willingness to stand up for my own actions, my willingness to apologize, my willingness to admit, my willingness to always look at stuff in the face of it and see, oh, this I would do again, this I wouldn't do again, and here is why I did. And you know what? This idea that teachers and coaches and people who teach other people need to be perfect is just insane.
Right. That's ridiculous.
I am in my first 3 years of a, you know, liked practitioners. If you don't think I'm going to make mistakes, if you don't think I'm going to break some rules and go for things that I want to learn about,
right,
then you're not going to have to fool me. You're not going to have what I'm here to do.
Right.
We need to encourage each other to take risks and have the safety and support to check back in, right, to have the space being held for them.
Right.
I am here. I am so committed to giving people the space, giving people the room to, yes, make mistakes, do things.
And to fail sometimes. Like sometimes we do things.
We do fail.
Right. But it's like to remove, I just want to remove that sort of charge around failure like it's something bad, awful thing. It's not. It's just part of the process.
We know that. I mean, we all know that.
So many people get hung up on that.
Of course we do. And we need to continue encouraging and reminding each other that we are at the edge of society.
Yes.
The same person, whatever you're doing and you're judging someone else, I'm 100% sure that in your life you have many things that people judge you for the same reason.
Exactly.
I know that to be true because anytime we judge and have poisoned and have hurt and pain towards someone else, it's ultimately poison in our life. When I find myself poisonous to someone else, I see no growth, no real expansion in my life.
Mm.
So one of the reasons we need to continue talking about this stuff is because we need to remind people who are poisonous that it's the poison is dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very, very dangerous for your own well-being. I mean, yes, sure, you can grow, you can find some friends in a community, and you can feel softer about yourself. But what about really creating your reality? What yeah. about really going for the dreams that you want to, that you talk about, that you talk right. about an intention and integration in your seminars, in your workshops? How much of the life that you actually want to have do you really have? Mm-hmm. And how much of it is really talk? Mm-hmm. I know for me, it's been mostly talk. I'm living a blessed, miraculous life compared to the life I had 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's still not the places where I have imagined and fantasized about right. 18 years ago, eight years ago. Yeah, and that's where I want to talk to. When we go for our dreams, we need to manifest them and we need to experience them in order to become the teachers, the guides, the examples that we want to be. We have to right. do it first.
Right.
And if we expect people to not fail, how many things are you failing at?
Right,
how many exactly. people are you willing to alienate through your own behavior and still stand for it? Right. It's very, very, very difficult yeah. to watch your own worst nightmare of a reputation become so. Right. It's very, very painful to have the same reputation as the people that you suffered from as a kid. Mm. It's very, very annoying to become what you mock your whole life. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
We do become what we mock. We do have a sense of resistance to the person that you really are, because there is a deep fear and insecurity. There's a deep place within every one of us that Stephen Pressfield called it resistance right. at the art of war, or yeah. the war of art.
The war of art.
And it's about right before you're about to tell your message, like not through your words, but through your experience, right about the time that life really is telling your story through your experience, most times people just back up, man. There's something happens. There's some big resistance. We get busy mm-hmm. with developing other things and developing right. our centers and making our shadow careers, our full-time careers.
Right.
You know, really, really, because everyone has a shadow career. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point of working for someone else. You get paid by someone else to learn the stuff that you need to learn.
Right.
You give them value and then you move on, unless right. that is your value.
Right.
Hiding behind our shadow careers, staying comfortable at I have all my needs being met and that's enough for me, is bullshit.
Mm.
I know that it's not bullshit for a lot of people and it's very important, but those of you listening, those of you who I know I'm speaking to your soul, there is something, you know, we are capable of infinite abundance and infinite resources and infinite abilities to create and share. And if that's part of your dream and who you are, true, you are one in a million, one in a whatever it is. But now on the internet, online, through these podcasts, through our engagements, through online summits and books and things, we can connect, we can inspire and empower another.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Know you are love. Rest in peace. Dream your sweet dream. Till your soul is released.
Don't wait. Don't wait for the world to wake you up. Work, create, have that part of your life to wake yourself up. You understand the difference? Because if you wait, many times the world wakes you up rudely. It's a strategy. I mean, to wake yourself up takes a lot of risk. It does. There is a breaking of your existing story. You know that deep inside. Don't be frightened. Hello? If you're still stuck in your parents' basement, there is a reason for it. There is a reason for it. And that's a metaphorical basement, most likely, although sometimes it's not. But if you're stuck in the shadow of your parents' insecurities, if you are just like ultimately just a little better than everybody around you, but way far from your personal target, you're just like everyone else. And you need to wake up. You need to change your story. You need to not wait for heartbreak, for disease, for some massive change where you feel unprepared for. Although if that's here, it's usually here all the time these days, right? I mean, things are changing all the time. Create scenarios and situations to wake yourself up. I mean, we can do a whole show about that. We can probably write a book about it. I mean, we can. Again, sometimes it means living a $20 tip instead of a dollar. It's a whole show we did.
Doing
different things to kind of change your story, to go into another situation. Sometimes it means talking about open relationships with your partner, it's so dangerous. It can break everything in your life.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of exploration, because that is a conversation you have been having in your own head. And you want to explore it. Talk about it. Sometimes it means going to a spiritual journey.
Right.
Sometimes it means getting on an airplane and doing something different. Sometimes it means to, I don't know, come out of the closet. There are different ways. I mean, to elicit the breaking of the old story. It does take risk. And I could feel the fear of me talking about this stuff because I've been through so many changes over the past 20 years. So many different experiences where everything else was shattered. And now I had to find myself all over again in the moment. Those are the moments of evolution. Those are the moments where you get to really know yourself. And you cannot fabricate those moments too much. You can invite it. You can create it. You can take some risks. Tell the truth. Oh, my God. I left that one out.
Ooh,
you want to wake up, tell the truth. I mean, that's basically all I said before. If you want to wake up, tell someone you love the actual truth of what's actually going on with you. Now, don't turn off the podcast because it scares the shit out of you. It's scary. I know for a fact, I mean, one of the reasons MDMA therapy and a lot of the experiences that people have and shamanic journeying and plenty of work, but that alter consciousness is because there's a common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
People tell themselves and others the truth.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's really what happens. Let's face it.
Right.
Let's face
it. Right, absolutely.
When you're in the right space, when you feel good about yourself.
When you feel safe enough.
When the world is safe, when you're experiencing some kind of a bliss, whether it's because you have angels talking to you or you just have a ton of serotonin flowing through your system. You feel whole, and all of a sudden, people tell each other the truth.
Yeah.
And that is ultimately the biggest spiritual work you can ever do in your life.
Yeah.
It's telling the truth. I have found out that most people in the beginning don't even know their own truth. It's under so many layers.
Yeah.
That's why we go on this journey of self-discovery.
Right.
That means taking risk. That means breaking boundaries. That means changing and creating and really, really, really getting your essence to come out on its own.
Right. And knowing that, like, what you think your essence is might not really be what your essence is, and that there can be many levels to it. And you know, it doesn't mean that something you thought of yourself 2 years ago still isn't true today, but now you found a deeper meaning, a deeper motivation, a deeper dream, a deeper vision.
There's a story being told by you. We said it before, and you need to really feel it. Something is being told through you. You have to be able to zoom out, just zoom out. Zoom out and look at the situation. Look what you have. Look what you've been doing. Look at the vision that you have for yourself and see those three connect. See how without all your thinking and doing and trying, there is something that's happening. It's a bigger story. Again, zoom out and talk about yourself like you talk about someone you love. Talk about, well, that's what they've been doing. That's what they've been struggling with. That's what they're trying to do now. And this is where they want to go. And find the common thread with all these years and get over yourself. Realize that it's so much bigger than you. It's happening. Actually, your best moments, your best surprises are surprises. Mm-hmm. The best things that have happened to you over the past 20 years are things that you didn't really expect but deeply hoped for.
Mm.
Recognizing synchronicities, we all get so caught up in it. Like we still talk about synchronicities like it's some phenomenon.
Yeah.
There is a bigger thing that's happening. We know that deep inside it's, and I have an annoyed side where people always talk about like their compliments that they're getting or how someone liked them or the synchronicities that they experience. But you can hear it's like a place of self adulation. Is that even a word?
Yeah.
Like it's like a place of, okay, I'm still not sure of myself. Give it to me again. I'm still not sure of myself. Give it to me again. Enough, people. I mean, those of you listening, enough.
Right. So isn't really. It really the essence is feeling that way without getting the quote-unquote synchronistic signs.
You are a synchronicity. This whole thing is a synchronicity. You don't have an immune system. You are an immune system. You ever thought of that?
Yeah,
you don't have an immune system.
Right.
Our spirit is our immune system.
Wow.
Our soul, our essence, who we are, always manifests as the body.
Right.
The body is you. It's your life force. Well, the good news is it's always you. Just it's not the you that thinking that needs to be someone. Let it go. Let it flow. Come on. It's so much bigger. And I know you know that. I'm here to remind you that. I'm here to just get you closer to your own heart and grow. I am ready. It's time. It's really, really time for me to make myself available, to serve, to help. I will create 10 hours a week where I'm available to guide, to serve. I will schedule myself 2 hours a week to my friends, to my community of saying, I'm available. I'm here for you. Taking the small steps, continuing to take the big step of personal change and self-care and sanctifying time and having rituals where you get to know yourself. You must have rituals where you zoom out. Otherwise, you find yourself in the same pattern. Zoom out daily. That's right, daily. And those of you who, like me, will make the decision to do it and we don't always do it. And we know that those days are different. Period. You always do feel better. You create better when you have a zoomed out perspective, an expanded version of life. Maybe not all the time, but an hour or two a day brings you back. When you're more courageous, when you tell the truth, when you can look at life just straight in the face and say, this is what I feel. This is what I know I've been wanting for a long time. And I'm tired of feeling guilty for it. And I'm tired of feeling so afraid that if I tell you my truth, you will kick me out. You will refuse me. You will abandon me. And that is the pain and the hurt that we all have. That is the place within us that we must embrace, not by begging for help, but by thanking for the help that's always here, by acknowledging the support, by acknowledging the wisdom, by acknowledging the grace that is always here in our life. It's always here. Congratulations. You know, you already know who you are. You have always known that, and you are respecting and honoring your process and your journey as the greatest initiation that is life itself. that is greater than your fears, that it's greater than your insecurities, and it's so much, so much greater than the war that people outside of you are waging. And you realize that that massacre that happened a couple of days ago where 50 people got shot and for no reason, it's those places in us that are still vengeful and hateful, and we have our own dark, deep fantasies of destroying, hurting, killing, shutting down. And those places manifest outside of us as them. But it's not them. It's us. And what you can do about it is not post cute messages or sorrow messages or regretful messages and pretend to give a shit. Do something different in your life. Shine your light. Take some risk. Be courageous. Speak out. Tell the freaking truth. Just try it. Twice a day, tell something you wouldn't say otherwise. Say something that you wouldn't say otherwise. Be the change and you know it. Don't talk about it. Don't look for glory. And don't look for the title. Be the book. Be your own book. Be the story. Be you. It's all you can do. It's all you are here to do. And anytime we block it, anytime we doubt it, anytime we just get scared and we are fearful, we manifest terror. We manifest terrorism. We manifest idiots outside of us. But it's all us. We are selfish. We are idiots. We are forgetful. What are you doing about it? Who are you becoming because of your experiences, because of your journey? What are you being initiated into? This is Aurea and Sam. We're here at the journey after the journey. That means you have had a glimpse. You are slightly awake, and we are here to remind you. People are looking for you. You are needed. You are here to serve. Get over yourself and show up.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you concerned about epilepsy, autism, or diabetes? Are you interested in alternative treatments, the impact of health, or new therapies? Then tune into my show, Frank About Health. I'm Frank Harrison, the host. Tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc, where you learn more about these illnesses, treatments, the social impacts, and create a dialogue with each other. That's Frank About Health, Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Hello, I'm JC.
I'm Joan.
And welcome to 21st Century Entrepreneur. We bring education,
insight,
knowledge,
awareness,
trouble,
craziness, and fun
for you, the entrepreneur who's looking to build your business
and your community. Listen every Friday from noon to 1 Eastern on talkradio.nyc. And you can tweet us at 21st CE Radio or Talk Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.